Tom, how are you?
I'm good this morning, Tony. Good to be with you.
What did you do this weekend?
Oh, it was absolutely fabulous. Pure Michigan weekend. I rode my bike throughout Hines Park and went kayaking down the Huron River in Ann Arbor. Couldn't be more glorious.
Well, thanks so much for being with us this morning. You sent me an interesting story, and this was from the Sydney Morning Herald, titled China Driving World Motorist Wants. When it comes to countries and cultures that shape the future direction of cars, forget about the U.S., disregard Germany. Every major car company executive with an export business is suddenly talking about what China wants. Interesting story, Tom. What does China want from a vehicle?
Well, it's amazing. You know, when I first went to China in 1989, there was no such thing as private ownership of an automobile. Today, it's the largest auto market in the world. And it's not unusual in China for the average people, middle class, upper middle class people, to have drivers. So you have a larger back seat, and it kind of spans the spectrum from some of the most bizarre-looking vehicles you would ever want to see on the entry level to the high-end Bentleys, Mercedes, and Rolls-Royces in China as well.
That market obviously is pretty big, and that's why so many of our automakers here are interested in getting over there.
Well, they are. I mean, Ford Motor Company is opening two dealerships a week in China, and General Motors is just booming. The Buick brand in China is major. Some people attribute it to the quality of General Motors cars. Others go back further to prior to China closing off to the world. In the last dynasty, the emperor owned a Buick. So it's a very luxurious brand in China.
Tell us what you know about Chinese cars, Tom. Are they learning how to make cars better? Are they making the cars that their people want?
Well, they certainly are. I mean, one of the things that's phenomenal, it's like America during the turn of the century. There's over 100 car companies, different distinct car companies throughout China. You have Geely, BYD, which stands for Build Your Dreams, the Great Wall. There's a number of car companies that are there. And clearly, there's a number on the low end, which, you know, some of which go from literally an enclosed motorbike where they build a plastic screen and some sheet metal around a motorbike to some very high-end cars. The one that they're struggling with is called the Red Flag, which is the first automobile built by China during Mao's era, and doesn't seem to have be catching on as our high-end General Motors, Cadillac, Mercedes, and Bentleys, and the like are catching on for the high-end buyer in China.
Tom, does China try to sell cars domestically here in the United States?
I think that ultimately you're going to see that. We have Korean cars, we have German cars, we have Japanese cars. So it would be, I think, naive to think that China will not ultimately be building here. But they've got a big market over there to satisfy for a while. And there's still some quality issues on environmental and crash safety tests that they're going to have to meet our standards before they're going to be here building cars in America.
Tom, before I let you go, I wanted to talk to you about a piece that was in Dome Magazine, and it discusses watching over the political debt crisis. As that plays out, as you write, it's given you time to take pause. What do you think? Are we starting to get a handle on this? Do we understand the seriousness of it?
No, absolutely not. We need to get very serious about the problems that this country is facing. While the left and the right are playing games, we're watching on a national level what basically we saw here transpire over the previous 8 years. We need to get serious about fixing the problems in this country, as we've gotten serious about fixing them here in this state.
You know, Tom, I'm surprised that we as citizens haven't spoken out more about how we don't seem to be able to get along to solve this. There's still a lot of political rhetoric, and we continue to listen to it.
Well, there certainly is, Tony, and you know, it's interesting because you have the Tea Party, which I considered kind of like, you remember your grandmother had that old pressure cooker with a little jiggler on top that let off just enough steam so things didn't explode. But there's another group that's coming down the road, and it's coming to Michigan soon, and that's what is referred to as OWS, Occupy Wall Street. And if you, many of us remember the 60s, this is young people that are really picking up the theme from the movie Network. They're mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. And I think that you're going to see that movement roll over the country in the coming months. And I think that our people on Wall Street and people in Washington need to stand up and take notice. The people in America are hurting, and we need serious responses to the crisis that are affecting too many middle-class and working-class people.
All right, Tom. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Tony.